Well, a warm welcome to you all this morning. Good to see you here. It's amazing because we are starting on time and the visuals seem to be working. Yes. So thank you to all those who've been beavering away this week behind the scenes to try and get things up and running. But that's great. It's good to have you here with us this Sunday morning. It's August, so it is all-age family service. We're going to be together for the next hour or hour and a quarter. There'll be various things that's going on. One of the things that we're going to be doing over the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks or so, is we're going to be showcasing some of the things that happen in the church during the week. Just so that you get the, some of you know, but some of you may be less familiar with some of the things that happen in the week. So we've got two presentations as part of our service this morning about what happens, one on a Wednesday, one on a Thursday, but I'll hold fire with that for a little while. But we're here to meet with God, we're here to receive from him as well, and Rachel is leading our opening worship, and I'll hand over to Rachel. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Welcome. Isn't it beautiful to be in the house of the Lord on such a wonderful day? So as we come together, I was just reminded of an old song we used to sing. We don't tend to sing it very much anymore. That says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And as it came through to me, I was just thinking about it. And it's just that reminder from God that we shouldn't be thinking about ourselves, but thinking and focusing on him. And it talks about the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Look at the flowers in the fields. They don't labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all these splendor was dressed like this. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So as we come to praise and worship this morning, let's focus on a God who provides everything we need, doesn't he, out of his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So we're going to sing a couple of songs together. If I can invite you to stand if you're able, and we'll worship God together. Okay, so let's welcome God in this place with our praise. Let our praise be your welcome.
Let our praise be your welcome. Let our song be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let our breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your light. We are here for you. We are here for you.
Fire for time.
unto him who placed their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek his face. The melody and fix their eyes on Jesus. They won't be shaken. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing if you love his name. Come on and lift your voice with me. He's worthy of all our praise. Blessed are those who walk with him, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage with Jesus. They see his glory. Blessed are those who die to live, whose joy it is to give it all for Jesus and for him only. Only Jesus, all for your
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you. So the first of our presentations. Now, it goes by two names. Sometimes it's called Friendship Morning. Sometimes it's called Coffee Shop. I don't know why. You see, you're shaking your... Right, we'll find out more why. But Brenda and Alan and Martin and I don't know who else are going to tell us about... And Michael are going to tell us about Wednesday mornings. Over to you guys.
I'm Brenda. Behind me is my husband, Alan. And this is some of the team. The rest have gone down to Eastbourne to watch the Airborne shows. Friendship Morning was called Friendship Morning many, many years ago when the church decided to close coffee shop. And we had to fight to keep it open. And we had to find another name for it. And we all came up with Friendship Morning, which we hope it is. Welcome to Friendship Morning. Let me introduce some of my team. We start setting up at 9 a.m. when Martin, Kathy, Danny and Sue help Alan put all the tables and chairs out. Sue then cleans all the tables. With Kathy's help, I put out the coffee, tea, sugar and cups ready for the refreshments. This is my refreshment team of Wendy, Kathy and Chris. Before we open our doors, the team start our morning with prayer, praying for people in church and people that we know that come to Friendship Morning who have needs. Michael helps clear away empty cups and helps with the washing and wiping up. He also plays a chorus or hymn for us when we have our thought for the day. We celebrate each person's birthday, and Michael plays Happy Birthday for us on the piano to sing along. Instead of a thought for the day, John Redding sometimes plays a piece of classical music for us on the piano. And Noonan kindly takes over supervision when Alan and myself have a holiday, which is pretty rare actually. At the end of the morning, Gary Wilson helps put away all the tables and chairs.
Brenda told you about the people. I'm going to tell you about what we do. Next one, there we are. At a drop-in, people come and go, but many stay from 10 a.m. opening to 11:45 when we close, because there's a prayer meeting after. Opening continues throughout the year, except during Easter, summer and Christmas school holiday periods. Brenda's in overall charge and looks after the servery work. The first drink of tea or coffee with a biscuit is free. Any more costs 30p. Stops people being greedy. Cup of soups at 50p are popular. Any proceeds go to the church. Next one. That's it. I oversee what happens in the lighthouse part of it, mainly welcoming visitors and befriending all who come in. A confident few of our regulars also do this, but many visitors prefer to sit on their own or with little groups or one other person, so our seating is designed to accommodate that sort. We have two groups of tables and several small ones. An important feature, one that many churches fear to hold in case people are put off, is that we have a God slot. About halfway through the morning, for 10 to 15 minutes, different members of the team take it in turns to follow a set pattern. This consists of a 5 to 10 minute talk with a Christian emphasis or testimony, a single short chorus or song, and then prayer requests, whether for themselves or others, or things local or in the wider world. Many people who don't come to church see others asking for prayer, and they ask too, which is really encouraging. The leader prays short, often one-line prayers. God knows their needs. Stephen does this at the end of each term. He also takes the opportunity to speak to some visitors. Colin and Carol Kemsley sometimes do a double act instead of a talk. This is a pot which marbles go into. An elderly lady who's now passed away gave us the idea. When an answer is made to prayer and people come and tell us, they put a marble in the jar. From January to March this year, 20 marbles were put in, and from Easter to July, another 15. So this year, to the end of last month, 35 answers to prayer from people that made them. Once a month, this is Nikki Lowndes, one of our elders. She's a parish nurse. There's not many of them. She's a registered nurse, permitted to work in people's homes and elsewhere, giving advice, taking blood pressure, etc., but nothing invasive. She started on the 15th of January 2025 at Friendship Morning by explaining how she could help people. The following months, she held private sessions in the creche. She has been kept busy every time she is at Friendship Morning, and those seeing her find her help and advice useful and encouraging. Nikki will be continuing this work. So if you need to see someone, come to Friendship Morning on the Wednesday she's here. Quite a few people have come over periods of many years. Some have attended Ruth's Alpha courses and are now active in the fellowship. Stephen and Ruth have people referred to them where help is needed. Please feel free to join us on a Wednesday morning. Friendship Morning is another route to faith in Christ. You can do your part by greeting those who come to this service and encouraging them to come. Thank you.
If you're able, I'd invite you to stand. We're going to sing a song that reminds us, just like Friendship Morning has done, that we can all help each other and that we can be Jesus's eyes and ears and help others. So if you'd like to stand, it's called Help Me Be Your Eyes, Lord Jesus. And there are some actions for those. Even if you're sitting down, you can do the actions. I've got you, Lord. Thank you. You're everything I ever wanted. I got you, Lord. Thank you. You're everything I ever needed. Help me be your eyes, Lord Jesus, seeing where your love is needed. May I be your hands to help. Hey, 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 hey. It's just a way of physically worshipping as well as singing. So I'm sure my lovely assistants here will model correctly if you'd like to join in.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Alan and Brenda as well. Thank you very much. Remind me, when do you start back after the break? 10th of September. So, yeah, that's the restart of Friendship Morning. And now my education is more complete. I understand why it isn't called Coffee Shop, even though it's still in my head after 14 years. So there we go. We don't have, as far as I know, we don't have any birthdays today here. I don't think we do. However, somebody did have a very special birthday yesterday, Janet. So we won't sing happy birthday because it's not today, but maybe we could give just there we are, a very special birthday. Yeah, we won't say what it was, but bless you. All right, thank you. Right, we're going to bring an offering now for the work of the church here. If you're able to make a gift, that's always appreciated, but we recognise that's not possible for everybody. But we're going to bring an offering now for the Lord. Thank you. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your daily provision. And we thank you for all the ways that you watch over us and look after us. Father, we are very, very grateful. And from full and glad hearts, we give back to you. Take, Lord, these gifts that we lay before you. May you bless them. May you multiply them. And Father, may you take each one of us who bring these gifts and others' gifts as well. And may you bless us in your service. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Gordon, have you got a minute? Yeah? Come here. Take your time, no rush. Spin round. Come this way. Then they can see you, you see. There you are. Now, tell me, you've done a sponsored walk recently, haven't you?
Yeah, my sponsored walk was for All Saints Community Project in Chatham on Magpie Hall Road.
Very good.
My sponsored walk was on Sunday the 10th of August, but I've done the walk, so if all I've got to do now is collect the sponsor money.
If you owe this man money, today is the day. Pay up, all right? I owe you some money, don't I?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'll have to raid the coffers. Right, okay. How far did you walk, Gordon?
10 miles.
Whoa.
But once I've collected all the money, I'm going to be getting a certificate for it. So then they'll tell me how much I've raised for All Saints.
Bring it in with you. All right.
I will do.
Yeah. All right. Well done. 10 miles. Impressive. Now, the second of our presentations, we've heard what happens on a Wednesday, but during term time as well, we also have, we have two different things that happen on Thursdays. One Thursday, it's Bible study or Good News at 10, but Mary is going to tell us about craft time. And yes, Mary, thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I, for my sins, lead craft time every other Thursday during school term time. Actually, not many of you know, because a lot of you are new, but craft time is 25 years old this September. So, there we go. The group is predominantly ladies, although men are welcome too. We do have one man, John Redding. He does his art. The summer term has now ended. In total, we had 27 people who paid to join. Membership numbers have dropped considerably in the last 2 years as people have left the area, and sadly, some of our elderly members have passed away. Members are required to pay £6 for the whole term, which is usually 6 sessions. And that includes tea and coffee and biscuits. We have a lovely lady, Sue. She might come up in a minute on the picture, who makes our tea and coffee. She's very faithful. And best of all, she does the washing up too. We are completely self-sufficient regarding supplying tea and coffee for members, and this is funded through membership fees. We do not take any money from the church funds. But we do contribute to the church funds each term by way of a monetary donation for the use of heating and electricity. There are four groups which people are welcome to join. Knitting, which is the most popular, lace making. We have 2 volunteer teachers which teach these 2 groups. We no longer have teachers for the other groups, which are art and making greeting cards. But these groups continue without instruction. Each session has a short talk at 11 a.m, and this always includes the fact that Jesus loves each one of us. Much time is taken up to ensure each member is made welcome, and concern is shown for any of their physical or mental health problems, and prayer is given when asked. In past years, we've had summer coach trips, just for a day, and usually somewhere only about an hour away. But we no longer have those because, as you all know, costs for everything has gone up and members are not willing to pay the prices. Each year we have a Christmas lunch. We no longer have outside caterers for exactly the same reason, because it's so expensive. So I usually cook the dinner, a roast dinner, or sometimes we'll have a buffet, a lunch with a Christmas theme. It's provided at a reasonable cost and followed by carols and readings. One thing craft time is involved in is collecting donations for shoeboxes. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard me going on and on over the years about collecting shoeboxes. But if you've never heard of it before, I'll just give you a brief outline of what happens. So you collect a shoebox, usually a large one, and you fill it with all the things that are on the list, which is here, which you'll find outside there. But you need to fill this red bit across here, you need to fill those things in first, because they're the things that must go in. So when the shoeboxes are all filled, you give them to me, I check them, they get sent away to a local depot, then they get sent to Scotland, and then they get distributed very often to Ukraine in the last few years. So if you'd like to help with this, you can pick up this leaflet, outside there. And just please be mindful of the things that you really must put in. If you need to know any more information, you can let me, you can talk to me after the service. But the whole aim of this group, when it first started 25 years ago, was to encourage people to come into the church, people who don't normally come to church, to encourage them to come into a friendly environment. Not that I'm not saying church isn't friendly, but coming into an environment that they can just chat or just be themselves in. And then, hopefully, hearing the word of the Lord, they will actually come into church later on and give their heart to Jesus later on. So that's what Craft Time is all about, encouraging people to come to church and then come in on a Sunday as well. Thank you.
Again, if you're able, I'd like to invite you to stand. We're going to sing a song that reminds us that we can be Jesus to the world wherever we are as we shine from the inside out. So let's stand together and sing.
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, Mary. That's very helpful to just capture a little bit about what's going on in the life of church during the week between Sunday to Sunday. And we've got a few more of these. They'll be in September now, showcase a few other aspects of everyday ministry in the life of church here. Now, in the Bible, there are lots of very famous people. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, if we were to shout them out, we'd be here for a long time. Some very famous names of people who have been there as part of the Christian story for a long time. However, there are also some other characters in the Bible as well. Lesser well-known characters, people who we're not quite as familiar with and who perhaps don't get such a high profile. Well, this morning we are going to showcase some of them. Yes, now, hidden around the church, upstairs and downstairs, there should be 19, there were going to be 20, but it's now 19, pieces of paper. Now, they're quite small. They're folded over a few times. I would like some of the children and the young people to bring them down. Ideally, just one. There's about seven up there. More than that up there. Probably 10 or 12 up there. And a number down here as well. Ideally, if you could have a look for them and then bring them down. when you bring them down, stay here because we need to do something else with them as well. You might find them relatively easy upstairs, some of them down here. We do need you to look around the place. Some of them might be on top of Bibles, under chairs. If any of you adults see them, you might want to pass them on to one of the children who's having a look for them as well. So while that's happening, oh, we've got some coming now. While that's happening, Rachel, can you sing our next song for us? Yes, that's good. Just bring them down, find them, that's very good. Hang them around here. Just hang around a bit. Very good. Yes, off we go.
Even if you don't know the words to this next song, you'll know the tune if you're a certain age because it belongs to the Flintstones, the television show. And it has a very important yabba-dabba-doo at the end, if you can remember that bit. So even if you don't know the rest, at the very end we go yabba-dabba-doo. All right? So it's God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever known. Let's stay seated, shall we?
God's love is the best love.
Change my mind and get you to stand up because you can't do the actions if you're not standing up. If you're able and you'd like to join in, God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever known. Deeper than the deep sea is the love that God above has shown. Higher than the rockets up in space, wider than the total human race. Children, if you don't know the actions and you want to turn around and look at us, we can show you the actions, all right, if you're not sure. Ready? Let's have another go.
God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever known. Deeper than the deep sea is the love that God above has shown. Higher than the rocket of this place, wider than the total human race. God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever, could ever, ever, could ever, ever know.
Once more.
God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever known. Deeper than the deep sea is the love that God above has shown. Higher than the rocket of this place, wider than the total human race. God's love is the best love that the world has ever, ever, could ever, ever, could ever, ever know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We've got one or two still missing. Does anybody want to collect one or two? We've got some here. Anybody up there want to catch one? Does anybody? Anybody? No, no. Well, okay. Well. Well, that's good. That's good. That's fine. We've got fine. Yeah, we can cope with that, and we'll bring one more down as well. Okay, right, let's see who we've got then. Let's have a look at our Old Testament ones. So let me have a look who you've got. No, open it up. I can't see, it's all scrunched. Who have you got there then? Okay, so who's, can you read that one? Miriam, that's right. So Miriam, can you give that one to Sharon? That's very good. Miriam was the sister of Moses, and she rescued him when he was born, and she made sure he stayed safe. So Miriam, very important. Who else have we got? Old Testament. Oh, right. Can you read that one? Have a go.
Okay. Shadrach, right?
Shadrach.
Shadrach.
Meshach.
I'm not pronouncing the last one.
Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
Abednego.
That's it, yes, that's very good. Can you give that one to Sharon? Thank you. And they were in the book of Daniel. We find them in the book of Daniel. They were Daniel's friends, and they were rescued from the fiery furnace in King Nebuchadnezzar's time. Any more? Right, you've got two there. So Ruth, what have you got?
Rahab.
Oh. Right, Ruth and Rahab. If you can take those over there, thank you very much. Ruth, although she has a book of the Bible named after her, she isn't desperately well known. And Rahab, she helped the spies when they were entering into the land. Who else have we got? Oh, right. Can you read that?
Deborah.
Very good. Well done. If you want to take that to Sharon as well. Deborah was one of the judges, the leaders of Israel at a time. She was a political leader as much as anything else. That's new. We got any more Old Testament? Right. Who's your sister got? No, that's New Testament. Right. Is that all? Two more Old Testament. We're missing two Old Testament ones. What's that? I can't read that. It's scrunched up. Could be anybody. The servant girl of Naaman. Okay, yes. Well, she was there in Elijah's time. And, yeah, so that was right. We'll take that one. What's the other one? We'll keep that one for the minute. All right, just hand that to Sharon. How many have you got? Right, that one. Can you read that one? Say it again.
Hannah.
Very good, yeah. Mother of Samuel. And, yeah, take that one through. That's very good. So we might be one short, but that's it. That's all the old. Right, so let's go New Testament. Who have we got there? Can you read yours?
Dorcas.
Yes, and hand yours to Sharon. That's it. Dorcas is in the Acts of the Apostles. Just a one-liner, I think it is. She was always helping people and doing good. What a lovely line, isn't it? If that's your epitaph, she was always helping people and doing good. That's Dorcas, sometimes known as Tabitha. So that was hers. Who have you got there?
Nicodemus,
yes. And yeah, thank you. He's in John's Gospel. And Nicodemus was one who helped Joseph of Arimathea. We've got him as well. They helped to bury Jesus. That was him. Who else have we got? Who else have we got? Who have we got? Who have you got? Can you read that? Apollos. That's it. Well done. Take that to Sharon. He was one of the Apostle Paul's helpers. And that's a bit big, isn't it?
Philippian jailer.
Say that again. You said it so well.
Philippian jailer.
Very good. Thank you. Round of applause. I'm going to take it down the other end. Take it to Sharon. And who have we got here?
Lydia.
Yeah, she was again one of the important people in Paul's ministry. She had a first convert in Asia, and yeah, thank you. Can you take yours down? Who have we got?
The Good Samaritan.
Yes, and the Good Samaritan. He has a story after him. He's probably fictional, but anyway, we always remember the Good Samaritan. So that's fine. And yes, please. Who have we got there? Right, I won't ask you to read that one. That's Simon of Cyrene, and he was important because he helped to carry Jesus' cross. Can you take that down, please? Thank you. We've got one here, which is Simeon and Anna, they were important at the birth of Jesus. Can you take that down? Have we got any left? Who have we got any left? Who have we got left? Oh, right. Have you got one? Oh, right. That you'll never read that. Can you read that?
Philip the Evangelist.
Yes, very good. Well done. Excellent.
Do you want to take that to Sharon? Yeah. Again, he's important in the Acts of the Apostles. And then the last one, I think, that we've got anyway, is
Cornelius.
Yes, and again, he's important in the story of Acts. Comes in with Peter. And yeah, so there's one missing, but it doesn't desperately. Two missing, but it doesn't matter. So there we are. The boy, what was it? The boy brought the fish and bread to Jesus and fed the 5,000. Right, thank you. Round of applause to these wonderful people. Thank you. If you want to go and sit down, guys, thank you. So there are lots of these lesser-known characters in the Bible. Stories that we sometimes hear and some stories that we sometimes don't hear. But we're going to hear have a Bible reading now. We're going to have a Bible passage that, again, we very, very rarely have. The book of the letter of Romans is a letter that lots and lots of times we read in church, and it's one of the most important letters written in the New Testament. But this chapter, chapter 16, is hardly ever read. And when you hear it, you'll find out why. Sharon.
Thank you. So it's chapter 16 and reading verses 1 to 16. Entitled Personal Greetings. I commend you to our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Kenchrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his praise and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Amphilatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet I was doing so well, wasn't I? Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings.
Thank you very much. Am I forgiven? Yes, thank you. My normal pattern is to drop it on somebody on a Sunday morning just before the service starts, but I thought I don't do that. So I dropped it on Sharon at breakfast, so it was so she had at least 2 hours to worry about it. It's, as I say, it's not a passage that's very well known at all, but there are some wonderful little bits in there. As I say, these are unsung heroes. Okay, these are people, one or two of them occur elsewhere in the New Testament, but quite a lot of them, this is their only outing, the only mention that they have. We've got here Phoebe, what does Paul say? She has been the benefactor of many people, including me. So here's this woman, Phoebe, who we know nothing about at all, but for that particular episode and period in Paul's life, she has been really, really helpful and has helped and supported him. We've got Priscilla and Aquila. Well, they do occur elsewhere. They risk their lives for me, Paul says. Greet also the church that meets in their house. Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews, who have been in prison with me. So here were these two Christians who were there with Paul, who comforted him, supported him, and kept him going when he was in difficulty. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. He was a faithful man who just stayed faithful to God and faithful to Paul. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. And again, what a lovely epitaph that is. What a wonderful one-liner. They worked hard in the Lord. We know nothing about these people at all, but here is this commendation from the Apostle Paul. And then we've got this one. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me. Now, we don't even have her name. We don't know what Rufus's mother was called. But here she is, mentioned just this one time in the New Testament. And Paul has this delightful phrase, she has been a mother to me. What that means, we don't know. But this woman clearly helped Paul at a particular time in his life. And she cared for him and helped and supported him. So here are these names. We know next to nothing about any of them, but there tucked away at the end of Paul's letter to the Romans is this list of people who have helped him, supported him, shaped him, have been there for him. They have disappeared into the mists of time, but we just have a little echo of them, a little reflection of them here, preserved for us so that we can remember these little people, these little guys who helped him in his life and in his ministry. And it strikes me that that is so much what happens in church. Church is full of people, this church, but every church as well, full of people who do simple tasks, little jobs. They fulfill certain roles that they do faithfully, sometimes year in, year out, without much acknowledgement, without much recognition. They are often behind the scenes people who just get on and do stuff, but who make a world of difference. They make a world of difference. We see our singers here. We see our worship leaders, our musicians, but behind them there are others who are helping to make things happen in the week. Cheryl in the office, who you rarely see up front here, but she would do things in terms of inputting the songs. We've got the visual team and the sound team in the corner there, and they hide away, and we hardly ever see them because they're in the corner, but we couldn't manage without them. And this last week, Fred and others have been working away to try and get everything back up and running again after a couple of weeks of problems. But they are doing that stuff, that the unsung heroes of church. But we've got dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of other unsung heroes. Now, I've jotted down some here. So stewards, those people who meet you and greet you when you come in on a Sunday. I think I may have told you before about an old guy in my home church in Wakefield called Jack Smith. And Jack was a faithful guy. He just turned up and he did the door duty on a Sunday evening. And this particular Sunday evening, this young 20-odd-year-old lad turns up at the front door of the church, and he didn't know where he was going, he didn't know what he was doing, and Jack Smith handed out a book and then showed him where to sit down and then brought somebody to sit with him. And that's how I first became involved in Wakefield Baptist Church, and that's the church I got a call to ministry from, and that's the church that commended me for training. But none of that would have been possible had Jack Smith not done his job that summer's evening in whatever year it was. Door stewarding, it doesn't seem very spectacular, but it can be hugely helpful. That smile, that just putting somebody at their ease, that helping people get over that initial nervousness of coming into a strange place. What a valuable service it is. Another unsung heroes, our stewards. We have people who do flower arranging, and we don't often give them enough thanks because they beautify the place and they lift people's spirits. We've got people here who voluntarily do cleaning, and I don't want to embarrass anybody at all, but Peterkin is superb. And thank you, sir, for all that you do and your family in terms of you're here every week and you make this place tidy and clean, and bless you. Thank you for that. We've got people who do admin things, again, behind the scenes. We've got people who can understand finance. Some of us haven't got a clue about finance. And yet we've got people who can actually do that. We've got the people who count the money on a Sunday. But we've got Penny. There is Penny, stand up. Stand up. Give this woman a round. She's our treasurer. And Penny does a faithful job. She's down here day in, day out, doing all sorts of things on the screen, on downstairs. She's overseen all sorts of wonderful things that have happened in this place. And bless you. Thank you very much, Penny, for all that you do as well. We've got our children's ministry people. Again, sometimes you don't see them here because they're in the room downstairs, or the room up there, or in the back there. But they work away and they do stuff as well. Often they feel it's a thankless task. And often they think, why am I doing this? Because it feels like nothing's going in and nobody's understanding anything. And you say, what did we do last week? And you get blank expressions and you think, why am I doing this? And yet every now and then there's a little seed that's sowed and something happens and that spark of faith ignites, and that's because somebody faithfully did that children's ministry, sometimes for many, many years as well. One of the groups we're going to listen about on a Friday, Friday evening, we have our Boys Brigade and Girls Association, and they meet downstairs, and Craig's going to tell us about that in September. Craig, you see, here he is. He is so modest. He's sitting there. You wouldn't know anything about it. Craig, stand up. Give this man a round of applause. Craig's been doing the Boys Brigade captaincy for nearly as long as I've been here. So thank you for all that you do and your staff. Because again, they're doing it week in, week out. It's not just turning up on a Friday. It's all the prepping beforehand, the praying beforehand, the worrying beforehand. Is it all going to work? So again, faithful servants, unsung heroes, and we've got all those. We've had the coffee shop people. Sorry, I said it. The Friendship Morning people, and all that they do on a Wednesday. We've got Mary and the team who work there on craft time as well. And again, so often it must feel, oh, do I have to go and do this? And yet it can just make that little difference for this person or that person. It can be a place of refuge. It can be a place where someone who's lonely comes and just feels welcomed and accepted. And it's a bolt hole for them as well. We've got pastoral visitors. We've got people who go and visit other people. And we've got some people, and I know this, because I often go and visit people and they say, oh, so-and-so rang me today, or so-and-so rang me yesterday. Nobody asked them to ring. They just, you know, out of concern, I hadn't seen them for a while, so I thought I'd give them a ring. What a lovely thing to do. That is so helpful, so valuable, because somebody might just really appreciate that phone call, that connection, to know that they are loved and they are thought about as well. We know Ruth does all the CAP debt center things, but she's got a huge team of people who do things voluntarily, who do the visiting, and they will go with her to people's homes, and often they'll sit there and talk to them and try and befriend them. And again, unsung heroes. They rarely get a mention. We might do when it's CAP anniversary, but we rarely give them a thought or a mention. But what a big difference they are making to somebody's life in that particular moment. Has anybody ever heard of a man called Albert McMakin? Not you. Anybody heard of Albert McMakin? Of course you haven't heard of Albert McMakin. In the 1940s, this young man, Albert McMakin, living in the United States of America, he'd come to faith in Jesus, and he was very keen to take some of his friends to a tent mission. There was a big tent mission, an evangelistic event, and he wanted to take some of his friends to it. So he gathered a few of them together, and he took them down to this tent mission. And at least one of them gave their lives to Jesus that night. And that man was known as and called Billy Graham. Has anybody heard of Billy Graham? One or two of you. One of the greatest evangelists of the 20th century. Hundreds of thousands of people came to faith in Jesus Christ because of Billy Graham. And therefore, because of Albert McMakin. Because had he not taken Billy Graham to that meeting, Billy Graham may never have come to faith in Jesus. And neither would I. Because I came to faith through Billy Graham. So thank you, Albert McMakin, or else I couldn't have been here either. Who's ever heard of him? Nobody's ever heard of him. Unsung heroes, shed loads of them. Shed loads of them. But they do that thing. They give of themselves, they offer of themselves, they serve God in that simple task that is theirs. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Mary mentioned the shoeboxes. I know a number of you put shoeboxes together. And many of us were very, very moved a couple of years ago when Rodica was able to share with us how she, as a young person, had received in Romania a shoebox that had come from the UK, a Christmas present that somebody here had put together and which arrived, and that gave to her a Christmas present that she would not have had. Unsung heroes, those of you who put these Christmas boxes together and send them out, because each one of them will go to somebody. Each one of them will go to somebody and make a difference in somebody's life this coming Christmas as well. And what about praying? What about praying? Many of you I know have prayed and continue to pray for particular people. And you're saddened and you're disappointed because those prayers don't seem to have had an answer. Yet. In my first church, we had a lady when I knew her, she was quite elderly, Lily Marsh. And Lily was a ferocious warrior for Jesus. And when I say ferocious, I mean that I choose that word deliberately. She was a ferocious warrior for Jesus. And you kind of got the impression that she'd always been on fire for God, but no, she hadn't. And as a young woman and into her middle age, her parents prayed for Lily, and they prayed that she would come to faith in Jesus Christ, and she never did. And the day that they were buried, the day Lily's parents were buried, she was standing at the graveside and she looked across at this man called Jim Teague, and she looked at the joy in his eyes and she looked at the confidence in the way that he was singing, and she thought, that's what I need. And she gave her life to Jesus on the day of her parents' burial. They'd prayed for years for her to come to faith in Jesus, and she'd never done it in their lifetime. But no sooner had they gone than she gave her life to Jesus. Keep your prayers coming. If you don't think that they are having much effect, if you don't see much evidence of their effectiveness, do not despair. Because God's timetable is much longer and bigger and bigger than ours. Sometimes those prayers take a lot longer to fulfill. And maybe we don't always see the end results of our prayers, but keep them coming. Unsung heroes. Have I left anybody off here? I can't think of anybody I've got there. Probably not. Unsung heroes. You guys are unsung heroes. You guys can be unsung heroes. You guys, in your own way, in your own sphere, now and in the years to come, can make a difference. You can change the course of somebody's life by a kind word, by a simple deed, by a gesture of kindness, of love, of helpfulness. You can do something that will quantifiably change the world by your presence, by your love, by your words, by your actions. Unsung heroes, we find them in the Bible, but we find them in the church of today as well. Do not underestimate yourselves. Do not underestimate the value of what your life has achieved already and can continue to achieve as well. If we offer ourselves to Him, however humble and simple we think we are, if we offer ourselves and who we are and what we have to God, who knows what a difference He can make in our lives and through us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the unsung heroes who have molded our lives and shaped us and helped us along the way. Thank you for their presence. Thank you for their impact. And Father, thank you for the opportunities that you have given to us and will continue to give to us to make a difference in the lives of men and women and boys and girls. Father, we offer you ourselves afresh this morning. May you take us, may you use us, may you work through us, and may together we be able to make a difference in this world. Father, thank you for what you do for us. Thank you for what you allow us to do. May your Holy Spirit continue to work in us and through us, we ask. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We're going to sing a song. Rachel.
I invite you to stand, if you're able, as we sing our closing song, Room in My Heart.
Thank you, Rachel. Albert, do you want to come and join me, please? Would that be good? Yeah, thank you. Can we have a slide? I think there's a slide, Marion. Yeah, there we go. On the 7th of September, in the morning, we've got all-age service and we've got a baptismal service as well. But we are also, in the evening, having a celebration service, again, Sunday the 7th of September, and we are also having a baptismal service in the evening as well. Albert here and his family are helping to craft and shape that evening service for us. Any comments, any things you want to say to the assembled gathering? This is your opportunity to say anything.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you once again for that wonderful message. I'm so blessed. All that I can say is on the 7th of September is going to be the maiden celebration service. And we want to encourage everyone to be there. Somebody would ask why celebration service. And I believe that it's another aspect of service where I believe we will have time to sing, we will have time to bless the Lord through worship and praise, and also be able to clap your hands and be able to shake your body and dance and all that. So it's going to be a great service, which I believe you will not want to miss it, and you're going to enjoy it. As Pastor said, that we're also going to have baptismal service as well. So I will also encourage each and every one of us that you believe that the Lord is leading you to that. You can also put yourself together. But this, I also believe that what myself and the family can also do, we will also be looking outside. Because when we came from Ghana, we realized that I'm a Baptist. But one way or the other, we couldn't actually find any, let me use the word, like a local Baptist, let me put it that way. But we found coming to Gillingham, and then we saw a lot of mixed colors around. Say, wow, that is a good place also to be. And I believe that on the 7th of September, I hope you understand me, we're going to have a kind of a worship that you and I, we are going to enjoy it as well. Not for, it's for everybody. Let me put it that way. It's for everybody, not for only blacks or anyway, something like that, but for everybody. So let us all be here on the 7th of September. That it's 6:30 in the evening. 6:30 in the evening. And then finally, I will say, come and have another experience of worship. Amen.
Thank you. Albert's wife, Ellen, will be leading the singing. I heard her this week. You do not want to miss. She has a voice that is, I mean, Rachel. Yes, marvellous. Ellen's voice is also very good as well. So, but that, no, that will be great. So we've got some flyers here as well. I'll give them to Albert. If you want one, just to take away with you, fine. If you want to use it to give to somebody else, that's equally fine as well. Thank you, sir. Bless you. Thanks. Just to say, there is tea and coffee downstairs. Do please stay for that. Martin and Kathy will be helpful if there's anybody who wants to help wash up afterwards, because that's always a thing. So if you can help with washing up, that's appreciated. There's prayer ministry here. If you want prayer for anything at all, the guys here will be very happy to pray with you. Those of you who brought a picnic, again, picnic on the lines. Just very briefly, an update on Sarah Ray and training for ministry. As far as we understand, Sarah will be registering with Bristol Baptist College this week. Bristol Baptist College are looking to create a London hub where the students who would have gone to Spurgeon's will be able to go. She's still got all things to process in terms of that, but that's looking like what will happen in September. So keep that in your prayers. That will be really helpful. If anybody does want to know more about baptism or about church membership, please come and have a word with me. Let's pray. Father, may you bless these people on their onward journeys. May you fill them with your love, joy, and peace. May they shine for you wherever they go, at home, at work, at college, wherever it may be. Father, fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit that we may live for you and shine for you in the coming week. We ask your blessing upon each one of us and all those who we love and care for. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God bless. Bless you.